airs every Thursday at 5 on WEFT Community Radio, followed by See You at the Show coming up next. Stay with us after that for Lady Lynn Live at 6 p.m., Roots Rock and Reggae at 8 p.m., and Get in Your Jammies at 10 p.m. And now, here's this week's edition of See You at the Show.
See You at the Show believes that creating our work and the opportunity to share it with you is a privilege. Our ability to gather in theater spaces and engage with perspectives other than our own is a privilege that we consider sacred. Because of this, it's important to us that we acknowledge both the indigenous land we occupy as well as the hands that built the country and cities that we call home. We recognize and acknowledge that we gather today on indigenous land, which was taken through deception, coercion, violence, and genocide. We acknowledge the continued displacement and oppression of Native people and honor their commitments to survival, identity, and the protection of our world. See What the Show also acknowledges that the United States was built at the often fatal expense of forcefully enslaved Black people. We acknowledge those who still cannot safely walk down our street, go to the theater, or fully enjoy fundamental civil rights and freedoms. We acknowledge that our twin cities and county remain segregated and inequitable. We aim to cultivate space for Black stories to be uplifted and for Black lives to be celebrated. And we pledge to infuse our work with true values of anti-racism. Welcome to See You at the Show. This is Eric Schacht, and I'm here with Linda Evans.
We're both in the studio for 2 weeks in a row.
Hey, that's... we got some legit momentum going, babe.
I know, and it's July 7th.
Right, 7-7.
7-7. And we have lots of theater coming up. First, I know we don't talk a lot about U of I theater, but my friend Valerie Robinson was just named the head of the University of Illinois Theater Department. So congratulations, Valerie.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah. Valerie's kids used to do gymnastics with my youngest. And I know we used to, when we would drive together to gymnastics events, we would talk about how Valerie kind of fell into theater, and then look how far she's gone. It's kind of amazing. It'd be fun to have her on sometime. I know we've talked about this in the past, like what you can do with a theater degree. And we have friends and family that have theater degrees, and so it's always nice to talk to people who have accomplished things with their degrees. And congratulations to her, and I think it's going to be a good addition to the theater department. She's been at the U of I theater department for a while. And most recently she's been really active in, telling Ukrainian stories and supporting the Ukraine area. So,
you know, that actually is an interesting segue to something we're going to do later in our show today, which is talk about questions that people have given us, things that we should talk about.
Right.
And one of those questions is, why don't we See You at the Show cover Illinois arts more? And that's something
at the
that,
U of I, yeah.
And it's something, and because we have kind of expanded slightly our reach from what we originally set out to do. So originally, when the show first started back in February of 2019, the idea was for just to be kind of like a central place to talk about the community theater in Champaign-Urbana, thus the name See You at the Show. And that mainly meant covering...
For people who can't see it, like it's a C, like the letter C and a U for Champaign Urbana.
If right, for our worldwide viewers
right, exactly.
who maybe aren't as plugged into the
right,
local
exactly. it's
teaser that we
right,
have.
Exactly. Go ahead.
Right. And it feels like there should be more jokes I could make at this point about that.
Anyway.
How many different domains do I own with the name CU in them?
I know.
I guess that's... nobody asked that question about my domain ownership history, but there are several. Okay, so originally this was like four theaters. There's Parkland, CUTC, Twin City Theater Company, and Station. And that was what the original core idea was. Let's promote them all. Let's celebrate them all and do it via the radio show. And if that expands into social media and web presence, et cetera, all the better. And then we started covering youth shows and school shows, which has been excellent. And that was pretty seamless. So that takes us into year.
Like local Champaign Urbana, mainly Champaign.
Theaters?
Theaters, yeah.
Yes, yeah, schools. High school is a little bit of middle school.
Right.
And then Patty Dudley's programs with Champaign Park District that are now continuing beyond her watch.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So then COVID hits in year two, and we start looking a little bit more non-traditionally and talk about things other than actual shows, like what are some artists that are performing in different means and mechanisms. And we had Class Act doing some really cool stuff with Jackie Lowenstein getting national recognition with some of her. In fact, wasn't it called The Show Must Go On? The very first thing that the streaming.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Yeah.
She was on the cutting edge of streaming shows.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to see some of the very early technology. Now we'd look at it because we've had 2+ years of Zoom and of seeing all these different ways that things can happen online. But at the time, summer of 2020, it was really amazing to see kids kind of performing from their own home and it all being synthesized into something that made sense and gave people a chance to continue to perform. This is a really long story, by the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
But we continue then. So, but then we noticed, looking around the area outside of Champaign, because all of the local, those four theaters I mentioned, as well as school theaters, shut down.
Right.
And so we started finding out that in Danville, and then Danville first, and then Decatur and Bloomington, there was theater going on. And Bloomington, we were introduced to a theater that was doing stuff all streaming in Coalescence Theater. And so they were ready to go because they've been broadcasting their theater via web and doing it different ways and really celebrating, Black works of art for way longer than it became kind of fashionable to do so. So anyway, See You at the Show then becomes kind of Central Illinois at the Show because we learned all about DLO and Red Mask in... Danville,
mm-hmm.
and then Coalescence, Heartland, Community Players in Bloomington. We even went to the Peoria to see Something Rotten, the first musical we saw post-COVID. And then Decatur with Decatur Underground Theater, Decatur Theater 7, and you're supposed to be filling in blanks for me here as I'm waving my hands around. Okay.
Yes.
So and we're getting all to me answering.
Cornstalk and...
Yes.
And so many others that we've actually talked to or talked about. I was distracted because I feel like we're missing something about Coalescence on our website. But anyway, continue.
Yeah. So all this is to say that despite our kind of like growing reach, my thought about U of I as... is that U of I theater programs, especially the Krannert-based ones, have great amount of resources, marketing arms,
right.
built-in audiences.
They don't need us.
That was a little bit that. It was because we were talking about kind of celebrating the uncelebrated, bringing together the separate and that sort of thing. Now, we have fortunately been exposed to kind of like lesser known sorts of U of I programs, like the Illinois Student Musicals, where we saw Into the Woods.
Right.
Brilliant. And that was fun to, you know, promote and kind of be exposed to further. It's also great because we talk to a lot of student performers and student actors, and it's...
So we kind of knew because they grew up in this area, and we saw them in their high school performances or through the Park District and stuff like that. So that's part of the reason we started getting involved. So,
and it was also really neat to be able to talk to our own children that are becoming college age, that even if you go away to college and are not going to continue in a theater program, there's still theater you can find at the school.
Exactly.
And what is the, I'm putting you on the spot. Are you ready to be put on the spot?
I'm
in five.
Yes.
3, 2, 1. The Decatur Theater Group that's not affiliated with Millikan, but they're at Millikan.
Okay, I'll get right back to you. I feel like it's on the tip of my tongue and I can't remember.
It is.
Oh, why? You didn't even tell me what you were going to say. Anyway, continue.
No.
I'll find it.
No, we're just going to do dead air.
No, we can't do dead air. I'm not doing dead air. Okay.
Pipe dreams.
Oh, right, right, right.
I'm a faster Googler.
Yeah, well, I'm still... Okay, so we don't have... Can I talk about Coalescence for a sec?
Yeah.
Okay. So Coalescence Theater Project is going to have a performance of Crowns, which we talked about last week. And I'm just like super excited about this, but I don't see it on our coming soon.
Right.
Maybe because it has
taken
an
off
August.
The coming soon because it's in late August.
It's late
so
August.
We're just going to go for it now. The segue has come out of the
Wait,
viewer's question.
Can I say something else about Coalescence?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want you to.
You do? Okay. So this is one of the reasons why I love Coalescence. One of the many, many, many reasons. And I shared this post to our Facebook page. But not only do they promote their own shows, which are exclusively voices that are not traditionally heard other places, but they also are very quick to respond to events that happen in the world. And so they already have a link for donations that can be made to the aid of the family of Jaylen Walker, another horrible shooting. So I cannot say enough. And then they have a list of black people who have been murdered by the police in the year following the murder of George Floyd, which is so, so heartbreakingly long. And so many different states, and it's extremely sobering and sad. And I appreciate the fact that they are always, you know, on point and that they care so strongly about marginalized people. And and as I've talked about when you were gone, and I talk about all the time, you know, why do we care about theater? And can theater make a difference? And I think when I look at Coalescence, I say yes, it does make
absolutely
a difference.
And they were a big inspiration for us as we were on the board of the Station Theater in summer of 2020, of really trying to say, let's, you know, theaters in Champaign, Urbana community can learn from this group.
Right.
And I'm sure that even within the Bloomington area, this is known as the progressive group. Go right to their homepage at coalescencetheater.org and you'll see what they say. Their mission is to utilize theater to understand, acknowledge, and dismantle all forms of systematic oppression as we explore identity and our place in a global community. And they've been ahead of this game all along. And what they do is really fantastic. The model for how they choose their works and how they produce their works is just, it's something that, you know, they can teach others and others can learn from them. It's a spectacular place and they're doing great work.
And it's exciting because Katie Burke, who I've known for, who's been involved in our local theater here in Champaign, for a while and has directed at the Station Theater, she asked, she wasn't familiar with Coalescence. And so I love that people are actually listening and looking at our Facebook posts and then going out and seeking different theaters that they wouldn't have known about otherwise. So that's why we do what we do.
You know what it makes me think about? I don't want to throw away your shots. And so one of the things about what Linda was just describing, which is that, you know, kind of like our voice in spreading the news about other theaters is so that there is more awareness of what's going on. And so, see, at the show, one of the things that we like to do is we publish auditions.
Right. We'd like to get people involved.
And I like to think we're a small part of the fact that when I see shows now going up in, whether they go up in Champaign, Bloomington, Decatur, Danville, it seems like more and more there are people from other communities that are auditioning and getting roles. You know, it is difficult to travel for rehearsals, but most people who are in theater do a lot of crazy things to stay involved in theater. Like, mm-hmm. We go to lots of shows, we've taken our kids thousands and thousands of times to rehearsals of various kinds.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So, and that's the commitment that you do, because it's worth it. Mm-hmm. It's never, never, never not worth it. Like I say about going to the gym. I've never regretted going to a show. I've
we
never
should
regretted
figure
going
something
to the
out,
gym.
Out, something that like combines those two.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Like, well, let's see if any of the show's audition opportunities coming out, you can get with it while you perform.
Right. But also that goes to something else I was thinking about, is that is an extremely underrepresented issue here, not just here, but kind of everywhere, is differently abled people or disabled people. I know everybody has something that feels more comfortable to them. There aren't a lot of options for, and it's something that we've discussed on the show before about, you know, how to have theater more accessible to people who have issues with their hearing or deaf, and, you know, so many. And I think that we are still missing the boat locally and probably like all across the country, getting more people of different abilities involved. Except for the prompting theater, which has been going on for a couple decades in this town, that was started by Brian Hagee, and he's still involved in that. But there hasn't been a lot of crossover getting the people involved in the prompting theater involved in other theater. So anyway.
Well, there's the Penguin Project also.
Right, there's the Penguin
amazing,
Project.
And that's for kids.
Right. And there have been some people who came from the Penguin Project that have done other shows, right?
Which is amazing.
I can't believe I just said that way. Sorry.
There won't be a transcript.
I'm so sorry. Anyway, I'm really
no, but that's,
buzzing
but that is,
today.
But that's also a good point, which talks about, you know, it's not to have differently abled people perform, there need to be stories written by those
right.
people, which is all about access. Again, it starts at such a granular level, and it's the responsibility of those who have the access and have the privilege to pave the way for those who always have not.
Right.
And so let's talk about opportunities here.
Auditions.
On our audition page. See you at theshow.com/auditions.
Suddenly last summer at Heartland Theater in
that's
Bloomington Normal.
Coming up in just a couple days.
Yeah. July 11th through the 12th. I can't even talk today. Go ahead. Go.
And next audition on the list is Tick Tick Boom at the Station. We just found out last week this was even happening.
I know. I think we've mentioned this before, that neither one of us is on the board at the station anymore. And so it was a surprise. It's a pleasant surprise.
And there's theater. We have the link to the audition page. And I just got to say, I'm still unclear about what sort of roles are being...
We need to reach out to them. Hey, Jackie, send me a text and let me know.
You get us a text to the next... Oh my gosh, we only have 10 more minutes. We will talk about it. So because this was originally... This was kind of written as a one-man show by Jonathan Larson. And it was, of course, a really cool movie. Great movie. And
that's debatable.
By Lin-Manuel Miranda.
That's debatable.
And then when I looked at the casting stuff that they did on Broadway, there were three roles. There was his mom and his dad, who also played a few other adult roles. So I'm really curious to see what this is all about, because I want to encourage people to be part of that opportunity.
And those auditions are what dates?
Those auditions are July 16th and 17th, middle of the day. Benny Zilke is directing, and...
Yeah, we need to get Benny on. We need to talk to so many people.
We do. Also coming up, a youth performance of Never Ending Story, the classic movie from the 70s. And that's being put on by Red Mask Players in Danville, July 16th and 17th auditions. Steel Magnolias is going to be coming to Bloomington. Also next week, auditions by Community Players Theater. They have a beautiful theater space, and they've been doing a lot of great theater there. They have a lot of really nice resources. It's worth the commute. You got the I-74 corridor. It's easy. You basically just put on your cruise and you end up there.
And while you're in Bloomington, you can eat at their new vegan, vegetarian and vegan restaurant downtown.
Wait a minute.
What?
Stop the music.
Uh-oh, what did we do something wrong?
Well, I'm wondering, did Community Players swap out Jesus Christ Superstar for... Because I just added Jesus Christ Superstar today because I just saw it. And now I'm wondering...
No, that was a separate thing.
Are they auditioning for Steel Magnolias and...
Yeah.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I was going to mention Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah.
That's going to be playing in September.
And when in Steel Magnolias...
Is...
I don't see on the audition page. We tried to do our homework. We've got it all organized.
I mean, seriously, we do put a lot of work in here. I know it doesn't feel like it sometimes, but...
Well, neither of them are going to be before mid-August because they didn't crack our top 12 list of coming soon.
Right. And go to Under the Ground Blono. Is that what it's called? Under the Ground Blono is the new vegan vegetarian restaurant. You don't have to be vegan or vegetarian to check it out. And I'm not, they are not giving me any money or supporting us in any way. I just am excited that they're there. And so check it out.
And I'm just going to give, so I've got the answer to the question here. And this is something that's, I guess, not unheard of, to have a multiple casting for the same theater on the same day. It is surprising, but I guess they're running these shows pretty much back to back. So Steel Magnolias, again, these are auditions. Everything's all blown up. No, Steel Magnolias auditions are July 18th and 19th. But Jesus Christ Superstar auditions, it says here, are not until September 12th to 14th, unless they haven't updated their website like they've updated their Facebook page. So
we will
these
get back
shows
to
are coming to Bloomington.
Yes.
Keep an eye out for them. But Steel Magnolias is going up in September. Jesus Christ Superstar is happening in November.
Yeah, it says auditions are in September. You're right. Auditions
the website
September.
Facebook
no,
page
Facebook
also?
Page now says September 12th, 13th, 14th. So sorry, but that's coming up. So let's check. We just.
All right, but now we segue beautifully.
Did we? Are we segueing beautifully?
We're gonna have to save these questions for next week.
See, we have more. You're always worried, always, every week, every stinking week. Eric's like, what are we going to talk about?
Actually, keep doing the show. We should be wondering how many hours should we actually ask for to do our show.
I know.
And then we can make it a variety act. We could sing, dance.
We could dance on the radio. Maybe if it was tap.
Well, you were talking before about how to mix cardio with theater.
So what shows are we going to go see next weekend, okay, Eric?
This is wild now. We thought the February of 2020 was crazy, right? We thought that the February frenzy when I Hate Hamlet, Hunchback of Notre Dame, How I Learned to Drive, Bus Stop, Radio, Radium Girls, and Mosh and All were all hitting us. But no.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Right.
February of 2020. But now, on July 22nd alone, there are going to be seven different shows.
Seven shows, people.
Okay. So well, I guess we'll just take you through. Before we get to that, what's a word that I need my...
July Jubilee.
Jubilee. Okay. That's better than the July Jumble.
Oh, okay.
July.
We didn't discuss this before.
No, I like the Jubilee.
But I think a Jubilee is actually, like, it has to be a certain number of years or something like that. Anyway, so.
We don't play by the rules here on See You at the
it's
Show.
It's fun. We really love alliterations, though.
So there is no theater that I'm aware of going on this weekend. So this weekend, go see bands play, go see movies. But, and there's going to be great weather, get outside. Because starting next weekend, it gets crazy.
Gets crazy.
Okay, first, Matilda the Musical at Community Players Theater is a junior production that will be going on July 15th to July 31st. I also just found out that one of my favorite artists from the 90s, Mary Chapin Carpenter, is coming to the Virginia on July 16th. So information on those tickets is also on our coming soon page. But now we hit July 21st, things get crazy. Red Mask Players, a friend of ours, Matt Hester, is one of the actors and is helping bring this kind of benefit production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf to Danville. Red Mask Players is putting that on. Ticket link on our website. High School Musical coming to Champaign Park District Youth Theater. It's the one weekend only, July 21st to July 23rd.
Bad Juice at the Station Theater, July 21st through the 24th, which is a short run for the Station Theater. Check out Bad Juice. And then Newsies at the Urbana Park District Youth Theater is July 21st through July 24th as well.
Descendants, the musical, DLO Musical Theater.
In
also,
Danville.
One weekend only, July 22nd to July 24th.
And then we have Beauty and the Beast Monticello Theater Association, July 22nd through July 30th.
So of those seven shows all opening on that weekend, there are only four of them that are one weekend only. So here, when you're plotting how you're going to see all these shows,
so you
High School Musical, Bad Juice, Newsies, and Descendants. Those cover Champaign, Urbana, and Danville. That's doable.
It's doable. But you would have to see, yes, you would have to see Newsies or Bad Juice. Or High School Musical on the 21st. You would have to start on the 21st.
We're going to choreograph this for everybody next week of how to do this, how to pull this off, and possibly have some merch contests.
Yes, and if someone does it, let us know. And if someone's planning on doing it, let us know.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm just going to do a preview.
Again, we didn't discuss
this. Whoever will share the most pictures with playbills will win some See You at the Show merch.
Sweet.
All right. So we have... Yay. Anything else you want to close with?
And if you have questions, we want to hear them and we'll answer them next week.
Right, because we've been soliciting.
You won't
we've
be
been
here.
Saving. I'll find a way.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a 50-50.
Okay. Well, I'll be here even if you're not here.
Right, so
we're going to have
late.
A show.
All right. And we're going to play you out getting you excited about
High School Musical.
The upcoming High School Musical. Stay tuned now.
For Lady Lynn Live.
All right.